Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Gordon McAndrew, an Ayrshire-based gastroenterology dietitian. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So could you explain what a dietitian does?
We interpret the science of nutrition to help improve health ultimately by trying to give simple, practical advice, whether it be to the patient or a family member or a carer. And as dietitians, we have to use the best evidence and research available to inform that advice that we give.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
Poor appetite, a loss of appetite, unintentional weight loss can be associated with a range of medical conditions. Things like cancer, respiratory diseases such as COPD, or illnesses that might mean that you need to be admitted to hospital. And disease-related malnutrition can be quite challenging to manage due to the effects of the disease and associated treatments. Everyone's different. We, as dietitians and health professionals, we strive to treat everyone on an individual basis as much as possible. So people are different ages, they have different support mechanisms in place, they might live alone or not, and they might be reliant on others or not, they may be working or not, family situation. There's a lot to factor in. So we do try to take a holistic approach, as well as their weight, their height, their BMI, a full dietary assessment, and try and tackle the reasons why they might be struggling a bit with their nutrition.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
A huge amount, really a lot. In communities across the UK at any point in time, there can be over 3 million people malnourished or at risk of malnutrition. The vast, vast majority, about 93% of those at risk of malnutrition, live in the community setting as well.
In your experience, do the national statistics reflect on what you experience locally?
We see it across a lot of places, but certainly in Ayrshire, where I live in South Ayrshire, the number of elderly population compared to even other parts of Ayrshire is high. So there is a big focus on an ageing population where I live, and the ageing population is only going to rise with time. So we're planning on ways to tackle things now and for the future.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
They can be quite varied. They could be tired. They might not be as physically strong, as mobile as what they used to be. And for anyone, whether you're malnourished or not, that can have a knock-on effect to what you can do in daily life and affect your overall quality of life ultimately as well. Nutrition is vital for all of us. But for example, with patients, cancer patients, for example, depending on the type of cancer, maybe the type of treatment they're going to have, we know that eating and drinking might be impacted. Some of the symptoms they may experience as well may have a knock-on effect for the nutritional intake. So trying to put a plan in place early, prehabilitation is important, as well as during an illness. The requirements for adequate energy and protein can be a lot higher for some patients.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition, and what should we do if we are?
If you yourself or someone close to you, if they are a little bit underweight or have lost weight unintentionally, sometimes it's easy to notice, sometimes it's not. Facially or clothes or jewellery just not fitting the same as what it used to. Looking out for signs like that. What is your appetite like, or what is your friend or family member's appetite like? Has it changed? Is there a reason for that? If you're concerned, then there's certainly very good information online through the malnutrition pathway, through the British Dietetic Association as well. But certainly if concerned, best to visit the local GP practice. If malnutrition is being flagged up in their mind through assessment, they can refer on to a local dietetic service who are best placed then to give specific specialised advice to help.